I know that it is not feasible for most people to take time away from life. Joy, you have a kid, a boy on the way, another
boy. I'm not saying the gender.
It has been too many weeks. Welcome to the Holy Mess Podcast. I'm Becca.
And I'm Joy.
If you think you're a mess, you are not alone. We talk about the things of life through a lens of faith and find the hope in all of it.
As you listen to the podcast, if something sounded off recently, you're not alone. I literally reached out to Becca and said, did you get some weird ads when you pulled up the podcast today? And she said, yeah, actually, I got one for sports gambling.
Yes.
I was like, well, I got one for compassion, which actually we do partner with as a company, and we have our own sponsor kids. So I was like, well, that seems like something someone may have sold. This, we don't know things because we're a part of a company, and we just thought, are they selling these things? Did someone tack them on? So, funny story that actually could benefit you in a big way.
Yes. So, there is a setting that accidentally got turned on where outside advertisers could insert ads into our podcast without our approval or knowledge or anything.
Thankfully, one was Compassion.
Well, Compassion was meant to be there.
Oh, it was?
It was meant to be there, yes.
Nothing.
But then, because my ads last week went compassion and then sports gambling and then into the thing. And I'm like, what on earth just happened? And so I started emailing people. Something got turned on. Just kind of one of those oversight things. But it benefits you because if you had to sit through those ads and even wondered, like, what is going on?
We did get an email.
At first, I was like, oh, man, they put ads in. And then I'm like, oh, no, they're wrong ads completely.
We tried to figure it out.
We tried. It was a mess. But we heard from our digital department that they made $17.11 off of those wrongfully inserted ads.
Pretty good.
We want to pass it on to you. We're going to give one person a $17.11 gift card to Amazon that you can spend on whatever you want to buy back that wasted time from whatever advertisement you got.
You're welcome.
To enter, just text the word oops to 91979.
How do you spell oops?
O-O-P-S. We'll also put it in the show notes too. So if you have any questions later, you can look that up and have your chance to win. We will be drawing that winner on October 1st. So you have plenty of time if you listen live. And if you're listening after October 1st, I do apologize. Email us anyway.
Hopefully the ads won't even be there for
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
Never mind. Nothing happened.
We don't know what's going on ever, and it's fine. It's totally fine.
This is a messy podcast. Of course we can't even figure out the ads.
So
of course.
Joy was like, should we talk about it? I'm like, it fits the podcast theme.
I was like, I'm embarrassed. Becca was like, all the more welcome.
Yep. On to messy moments of the week. Mine, as we're recording this, I am just coming off a week-long staycation. It started with our puppy Ivy got spayed.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's doing great. But because I had never, I've had plenty of dogs, but I never had to deal with that process because they either came spayed or when I was a kid, my parents handled all of the hard parts. So I didn't know what to expect. I took a full week off of work, which some people thought was ridiculous.
Well, I laughed about it because I was like, my kid's been sick a lot. I've never taken that much time. Although this is major surgery.
I just didn't know what to expect. I had the vacation days. I didn't want to put it all on my husband with his chronic illness. So just why not take the days? The puppy was fine after like 24 hours. She's like, I'm good. Let's go. So then all of a sudden I'm looking at all this time I've taken off like, well, this is unnecessary. We don't have any trips planned.
Is it necessary? Oh. As we learned last week on the podcast, she's addicted to her email.
Yes.
This is perfect.
It was, Joy, an absolute gift. Like, day one was all about the puppy. Day two, I finally got stuff done that I've been putting off for a long time. One of the days, I went with my friend to pick up her daughter from school.
That's so
which
random.
Which was a blast. And her daughter, you know, kind of sees me as an Auntie Becca figure in her life. So we went to the zoo, played on the playground. We only played on the playground at the zoo. That's the thing that
the zoo playground's epic.
It's really
though.
Cool, the National Zoo.
You can
zoo.
See how I got lost in there one time.
Yes, but it's really hard as a 6-foot woman trying to follow a 5-year-old around.
I cannot imagine. I had trouble as a 5'2" woman.
Oh. She's like, Becca, come here. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm supposed to fit in there. I will try. But crawled around. We get up the merry-go-round at one point, and her mom is spinning us because she wanted to ride it with me. And it stops, and I was like, oh. I had to grasp the railing for a second.
At least you didn't get sick. That's props to you, girl.
I was like, how can kids just spin for hours on end? And 20 seconds and I'm done. The next day, my husband and I went back to the zoo to actually see the animals. Oh. Got to pet some kangaroos, which was a blast.
Oh, I did see that. Becca had the cutest post on social media. She said, just hanging out with my Joeys. And I was like, why would she use multiple? Because her husband's name is Joey. And then I like clicked on the photos and they were petting kangaroos.
I'm like, that's the best.
That's very adorable.
It was the best. We went to brunch a few days at places we've always wanted to try, but you know how busy things get on the weekends, so you just always skip it because you're like, it's not worth the wait. My favorite band played in town on a Wednesday night, and I originally was going to come back to work Thursday. I took Thursday off, too!
I think you should go ahead and say who it was.
It was One Republic!
Becca loves Ryan Tedder, and one time I went to a show to see Need to Breathe, and One Republic was also playing. And I was like, I think I know one of their songs. And then he got on stage, and I was like, who dis? He's so talented and amazing. I did only get to stay for three songs because mom life, but yeah. I'm sure that was an epic show.
Oh, it was great because we talked about that last season because we were at that show last season.
Oh, yeah, and you had a really terrible person set by you.
This time, no one was next to us, which
was
fantastic.
Why is this your mess of the week?
I don't know. I think no. This is the mess. I think like most people, I even know that there was a time in my life where if this exact scenario had happened, I would have said, "Oh, well, I'll just go back to work because I'm not needed at home." And so it was a reminder to me how badly we all need rest. And I didn't realize it until it smacked me in the face.
You thought you were going to be taking care of a sick puppy.
I know. And I'm just leaving her like, bye, kid. I got concert tickets. But it was.
Hope you're doing okay. Mom's going out.
I think this is just a lesson that I want to remember. And that's why it's my mess of the week. Mm-hmm. Because this is not my default to just take time off to rest.
Yeah.
But I need it. I even came across a quote recently that I wanted to share with you, Joy, because I feel like it just perfectly encapsulates this idea of rest. It's learning to rest is a skill. It is also an act of faith rooted in the belief that God is at work when you are not.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to do it all.
Exactly. And that's just a deeper meaning to petting kangaroos instead of being at work for a couple of days. But and look, I know that it is not feasible for most people to take time away from work to do nothing or take time away from life. Joy, you have a kid, a boy on the way, mm-hmm. another
I'm
boy.
I'm not saying the gender.
It has been too many weeks. When will I know?
She freaked out last week on the podcast, too.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's a boy. Anyway, you can't just take time out of life, but it's a good reminder to me that when you have opportunity to rest, to take it and not feel guilty that you're not actively doing something.
But you also did have to prepare for this. And I know a lot of people are not blessed to have much time off of work, but I was in conversations with our HR department about upcoming maternity leave since I'm going to have this other baby. And she said, thankfully, she said, you know, we lose our vacation time at the end of the year and you've got a couple days you haven't planned out. And I said, oh, yeah, because I just like don't really know, like with the baby, what if I'm going to feel sick certain days or whatever. And she was like, well, you have sick days for this. And I mean, some people just have PTO, but she was like, you use it or you lose it, girl. So I went in that day and I asked off for like everything that I have and I plan them out for the rest of the year, even if I have to change them. That way I don't miss anything.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we don't plan to rest and then you're like, oops, I didn't use everything that I could have used this year just because life happens and work happens.
And then you're burnt out because you didn't take those opportunities. I love that you just planned ahead for the rest.
Well, then my husband was like, can you take off for this day? And I was like, nope, not in the plan. I've asked for everything. There's nothing left.
Denied.
Yes. My mess, I had a hard time deciding what my mess should be today, but I think I'm just, instead of telling you a funny story that I have, I'm just going to be very honest that I felt great all week. Becca wasn't here. I looked cute, girl. I was walking around in my cute fall boots. I was rocking it. And I went home yesterday and thought, I'm doing this working mom, pregnant mom thing. And then today, I feel like death. And
is it me?
No, it's not
you. Is it me?
It's my body.
No, just kidding.
And a part of being pregnant is that some days your body doesn't cope well with all of it. And I haven't been sleeping well. That's something that I think God honestly prepares you to not sleep much with the new baby. Because as you go, you get more and more uncomfortable and less able to sleep. And in the middle of the night, I was like wanting to eat toast, but also had such bad acid reflux. I had to sleep sitting up. And I was like, should I eat Tums or should I eat toast? And I like it's just, all these weird things start happening. So I didn't sleep well. And then my body just hurts in a unique way today that I can't explain. And so that's just a part of pregnancy. And I'm still so grateful to be pregnant. But today, if someone looks at me wrong, I'll cry or I'll hit them. I don't know which. I really couldn't tell you.
But that's why I'm glad that you bring these honest moments to this podcast. Because again, it's the Holy Myth podcast. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's this tendency, especially in Christian circles, to just everything's a blessing. And you know what? I'm in pain, but it's a blessing.
And some women don't have that experience. They have the best pregnancies ever. And then when I go to them to be like, the third trimester's hard, right? Some of them are like, no, like I kind of wanted the baby to stay in there because I was feeling pretty good. And I'm like, what in the actual world?
Right. It's just being honest about these things. It doesn't take away from the fact that you are having a blessing. It doesn't take away from the fact that you're grateful for this child. It is just honest, real, genuine life. And guess what? The reason you're hurting today, it's probably because you're like growing a spleen or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, there's an organ that's being developed today that is just taking some extra work. And that baby's like, Mom, I got this spleen. I have to grow. So I'm just going to punch at you until the spleen comes.
I need to suck more of you to make more of me.
Exactly.
Like, I feel that today. And I just literally rolled up at my chiropractor this morning. And I was like, I don't have an appointment. Can you squeeze me in? And they were like, absolutely. And then I like was calling massage places like, I'm in pain. Does anyone have anything? I don't care if a dinosaur massages me. If it helps, Mama's hurting. Because we're also getting ready to go on a vacation, which I'm very excited about. But traveling in the car for about 10 to 12 hours as a pregnant person, it's interesting. So I was like, I can't go on the road trip in this much pain. So we're figuring it out. Thank God for modern medicine. I got crack-a-lacked at the chiropractor, and it helps so much immediately. So anything that helps, we're taking advantage of.
Are you a fan of heating pads?
Yes.
Okay.
You just have to be careful with them in pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's fair. Yes.
No.
I just bought Joey this little portable heating pad. It's literally like, it looks like a VR headset, but you put it around your waist or wherever you need the heat. And it's battery operated, so you just charge it at the end of the day.
Okay,
and you can wear it.
Amazing.
He's been wearing it out in public. It's technically made for period cramps, but no one has to know that. No one has to know that.
Okay, you're the best wife ever to find something that portable.
Oh, he was
and I'm
thrilled.
Thinking I might need to get one. Thank
I
you,
will
girl.
Send you the link.
That's a great idea.
On to our mental health moment. This was something that I came across on Instagram that I thought was worth sharing, because so often when we look at relationships, whether it's dating or married relationships or trying to find a spouse, I guess, work relationships or even friendships, everyone talks about the red flags, things to avoid, things to watch out for. But I came across a list of green flags for people in your life.
When Becca first said we're going to talk about green flags, I said, what is it? What's that? I don't know what that is.
So it's if people in your life, you come across someone that has some of these attributes, cling to them tighter, because they're going to help fill you up and they're going to be that long-term friend. And I think sometimes, especially I think as women, when we're in certain roles in life, whether it's you as a mom or we're whatever, we're expected to just get together with other people in the same sect of life. But it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you have to be more intentional. So some of the green flags for people in your life are their presence is calming.
Oh, I love that.
They respect your opinion.
Even
if it's different. There are things. Joy and I had a conversation in the studio a couple weeks ago. There was one thing that we disagreed on, but I was like, we can respectfully disagree on
this. I don't even like really remember what it was. How much of a non-issue it was.
They make you laugh. You just did that, so thank you. They're supportive. They respect your needs. This is a huge one for me, because as a caregiver, I have to cancel plans on you a lot. I have to cut out early sometimes. I have to rearrange my life around certain things. And when people get upset about that, it makes me feel bad. And it shouldn't.
Or if they take it personally when it's not intended to be that way.
Exactly. They honor your boundaries. We had a whole discussion about boundaries last week with work, but any kind of boundaries are important. They make you feel valued, which is such
huge.
A hard thing to even identify it, but you know when you feel it. And then they make an effort. I don't know if you've had those friendships that you feel like you're always reaching out to them, but I have this one friend in my life, Danielle. She's so dear to me. She will invite me to everything, and she knows that a lot of times I have to say no, and she keeps inviting me.
That's so good.
And it is the biggest showing of love from a friend, honestly, because she's just like, you know what? I'm going to make an effort because I love you and I want to spend time with you.
I can't think of a time that I wasn't concerned about saying no, that I wouldn't be invited again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's that guilt that we carry. And so drawing near to people who you can say no to, again, kind of going back to respecting boundaries and them understanding your needs, is so important to identify. But again, sometimes we focus so hard on the red flags that we forget to look for the things that we should draw closer to when it comes to friendships.
I'll add one more to the list. People who make you feel whimsy.
I love that.
Yeah, Bob Goff, of course, is the one who posted about that this week. And I thought of a girlfriend of mine that no matter what's going on, we can share genuinely. And then we either roll our eyes at it or we laugh at it. And she is just fun. And she makes things enjoyable and she's joyful. But I also want to add to this conversation, no one is all of these things all the time.
No.
So I think sometimes we like to cut people out of our lives. We don't like to, but we're like, oh, it'd be easier if like I just wasn't friends with them anymore when they're tough to be friends with. But we're all tough to be friends with sometimes. And so that person who keeps inviting us, we're inconveniencing them by saying no, and they're overlooking that difficult thing.
Yeah.
So we all deal with the difficult parts of the people that we love. But if someone makes you feel these ways, any of these things, most of the time, I say that that's a really valuable person. And if someone is doing the opposite, I think, just evaluate what that looks like. But I think sometimes we get cut happy in our friendships.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm going to cut these people out of my life who don't make me feel loved and cherished. And I thought, well, community also makes us feel challenged and convicted sometimes and loved through the tough stuff. And that's why we need each other.
And I feel like there's so many conversations around toxic people that maybe we're not having enough conversations around what non-toxicity looks like. Or like you said,
how to be the opposite.
People with lovely people with flaws.
Yeah, we all have them.
Yeah,
Beck and I aren't the easiest to love.
We put more ads in your podcast.
Oh, just let's kidding. Not remind them.
On to our mess and bless of the week. I'm really excited about mine. This is a clip that goes viral around the same time every single year, around this time with back to school season. And it's of a mom who is greeting her kindergartner as he comes off the bus. She's so excited to see how his day went. And he gave her this very honest review.
Hey, you did it.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Terrible sandwich, by the way.
Thanks for letting me know.
Really terrible.
He said this terrible sandwich, by the way. Really terrible. First thing
like
he says.
That he led with it because you know he was on the bus ride home like, ooh, I'm going to tell her. Okay, well, do we know what kind of sandwich?
Yes. So the reason it's my mess is because they did a follow-up just to kind of get more information on what this moment was like, because this boy is 4 years older now. So he's like even laughing and he's like, I still remember it's a terrible sandwich. But it was kindergarten and she knew it was a half day of kindergarten, but didn't realize she needed to pack a lunch. So last minute, scrambling. I mean, I'm sure you've been there dropping your son off at daycare of like, okay, what do we make? I got to throw something together. Schools don't really allow peanut butter and jelly anymore because so many peanut allergies. So she said, you know what? I'll just make a butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Regular spreadable butter and jelly.
As far as I understand, that's what the Queen of England had for...
Is it
that's
really?
Her penny sandwich that she had for lunch. Or not for lunch, but for tea time every single day.
Well,
I'm sure it was fancier than that.
Good for the
like
Queen.
Like a sponge cake.
Not good for five-year-old Abraham because he was not feeling it.
Butter and jelly.
But it was so cute, too, to see them talk about it because this mom is like, you know what? I am really glad I shared this on the internet because there aren't enough of those mom fail moments that make you feel seen. Because so many times it's the picture perfect, you know, picture on the front stoop. And have you seen the videos of moms? I think it's called like bento boxes.
Yes, we have one of those boxes for my son's lunch, but his sandwich is not cut into dino shapes.
Right.
I guarantee
it. They do themes, and like all the little vegetables are like little stars, and like it's all decorated all pretty and stuff.
I should be proud of the moms who do that. And instead, yes. I'm like, why are you making me look so bad?
But I mean, I think that this is another thing you can hold in both hands. You can be like, oh my goodness, it's amazing that some moms do this, and that is just their way of going above and beyond. And then this mom is like, you know what? I love my kid. I did my best, and sometimes it falls through. It's a terrible sandwich.
I would have rather just had a jelly when I think about it. This is all really bad. Okay, my mess of the week is Pinocchio, the new movie on Disney Plus with Tom Hanks as Geppetto. This is my mess because it's terrible.
Really?
And really, you should not review a movie that you've not seen the entire thing. But I tried 3 times and I couldn't get very far. So
how far did you make it?
He started trying to go to school, which is like the very beginning of his story. And this creepy fox like distracted him and got him to enter like the circus. And I was like, oh, here's why I'm not into it. First of all, Tom Hanks is incredible as Geppetto. So the very beginning is really sweet, but Disney does this. They add these elements that get you invested emotionally that are really sad. So Geppetto had a son. We don't know why. He's passed away. Here's a picture of him. He's making this doll in remembrance of him and trying to make Pinocchio look as much like his boy as possible. And then just wishes on a star that his boy was back, that he could have a real boy again because he misses his son so badly. Emotional. Where's his wife? We don't know. There's never any moms or women in any of the Disney movies. We're like, are they dead? We don't know. They're just not there. And so he becomes real. It's just really slow in the beginning. I wasn't into it. And then I'm like happy for Geppetto that he finally has this real boy. And then he goes to send him off to school. And because I have my own little boy now, I see that because Pinocchio has no intelligence, he doesn't really know what it's like. He just wants to be a real boy for Geppetto. He's trying to earn. He's trying to earn it the whole movie. And people are taking advantage of the fact that he doesn't fully comprehend. So they're taking advantage in my brain of an innocent child. So this fox sees him and is like a real live puppet. We're going to put you in the circus and like confuses him and convinces him because he just doesn't know. And I was like, if someone tries to trick my kid. And so it just brought up a lot of things that I didn't like, and it wasn't entertaining enough for me to continue.
Yeah. Well, did you even get to the part where his nose grows?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I forgot lying's a whole part of it.
Right.
Not even into that.
But how can I mean, I can't feel bad for lying about the kid lying when like it's the really tragic backstory.
And he doesn't know what's going on. So of course he lies because he's like, I'm being taken advantage of.
Poor sweet boy. I'm really curious. I'd love to hear if you have watched all of Pinocchio. Please email us and let us know if it got any better.
Or is this like a Lion King that you're troubled forever? Like, just let us know.
I love Lion King.
What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but doesn't it mess you up?
No.
You can handle the stampede of the wildebeests?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just was like, yep, circle of life. Dads die.
What?
Okay. I'm an Enneagram 4. We have discussed this.
So?
I am dark and broody, and I have been since I was a kid. And I was just like, parents die. It's what happens.
What? I can't with this.
I know. It's a lot.
I don't think we can consider Becca's movie choices anymore because that's really upsetting.
Well, speaking of movie choices and speaking of Disney Plus, my bless of the week is Thor: Love and Thunder.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Why?
So as you might know, if you listen to past seasons, I did all the Marvel rewatches. I watched through all of the ones made so far just in the past year, and so I'm fully caught up.
I don't even think she's proud of those choices, so don't judge her for it.
There are some that I wish I could get that time back. But I've kept up with the new ones as they come out. I wasn't able to see it in theaters because we had COVID in the beginning of July, and then I don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, it was September, and I still hadn't seen it.
This is like the fourth Thor.
It is the fourth Thor. The first two, terrible. The second one, I wish I could go back in time and just hit myself over the head and be knocked unconscious for the entire 2 hours of the movie.
Whoa.
It was so bad.
Yet she comes back for more pain.
But I came back in the fourth one. It's really... I got a lot of bad reviews because it's silly.
Because I think it's bad.
But it was... No, it was so fun. And the ending. ending, I'm not going to spoil anything, but the ending is so cute and sweet and just like wraps it up perfectly. And I loved it so much. And yes, this is an unpopular opinion, but if Joy can hate on Pinocchio, I can love on Thor, Love and Thunder.
Did you love the 80s throwback parts? That's what I heard was kind of fun.
Yes, I did, which is kind of in line with Guardians of the Galaxy. They did that as well. It's very nostalgic songs. I think it makes it just kind of fun.
So the end is why you like it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed all of it. It was a fun watch. But then the end, literally, they said the last line, and I'm like, what? I almost started crying. It was just so sweet. I enjoyed it so much.
The only reason I have an opinion on this, because I haven't seen it, is because my husband went to see it with no context, and he hasn't seen, like, any, really, of the Marvel movies in forever. And he came home and was like, that was so dumb.
Really?
And I thought that he was judging it too harshly. So I watched the preview, which is supposed to be the best parts of it, and I went, you saw this in theaters? And so this is not, again, I'm judging a movie I haven't really seen, which is not right.
Kind
so.
Of the feat. Have you watched an entire movie recently?
Actually, no. I don't get, this is the problem. I can't watch whole movies.
That's the problem. That's the issue.
What's the ending of a movie like? Tell me. It's been so long.
It wraps it up really nicely. And all of the emotional trauma they cause, they take it all back.
Oh, praise God. That's what we need. Okay, what am I on? My
bless.
Bless of the week. Oh, this is so good. You'll be pumped you stuck around for this. Okay, not only does Chick-fil-A have like a fantastic new fall milkshake that tastes like your Santa on Christmas
what
Eve
is
night.
It?
It's something like a cinnamon. It's hard to explain. It doesn't taste like fall. It tastes like Christmas. It's a blessing in a cup. But aside from that happened, Chick-fil-A employees are to be counted on to protect us and love us in all ways, because there's a Chick-fil-A employee that literally stopped a carjacker. Have you seen this, Becca?
I saw the headline. I didn't watch any of the video.
The video's insane. He tackles this guy.
What?
So there's a mom who is putting her baby in the car seat and had, I guess, her keys in her pocket. And this really is close to home for me, because it's tough getting a kid in a car seat. And I know that it's a vulnerable moment that some people have taken advantage of. And this guy pulled the keys out of her pocket and jumped in the car and was trying to take the car as she has been strapping her baby into it. So she starts screaming and making a scene out in the parking lot. And you know, there's always Chick-fil-A employees in the parking lot because they take our orders now. So this guy runs, pulls the guy out of the vehicle, and they start having a full-on wrestling match. And the guy probably looks 21.
Yeah.
I mean, young, a young kid, but full on tackling this guy. And then they held him until the police arrived.
Man.
And a female bystander scolded him for trying to rob someone with a baby.
I
love Chick-fil-A, and I feel safer being in their parking lots now, because I know that Chick-fil-A employees are like, not only will I get you your grilled nuggets hot, I will keep you safe if someone tries to hurt you.
And it is my pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening. If you got something out of this episode, we would love if you would share it with a friend. To be notified every time there's a new episode, simply text the word MESS, M-E-S-S, to 91979. And if you have anything you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at holymess@wayfm.com. Thanks for being a part of our messy family.